Depending on where you live in the nation, certain sports may be more popular than others. When you live in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, there's a good chance the sports you love have much to do with snow. We meet one such family on this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
Gary Rasmussen's family has long had ties to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. If that's your home, you'll see plenty of snow. And for Gary's father, it was ski jumping that fascinated him from the age of four.
They had a hill right by the house, and he would take his last jump when he saw the bus coming, stick his skis in the snowbank, and hop on the bus.
Just outside of Marquette, you'll find a ski jump named Suicide Hill. There have been competitions on this spot since the 1930s. Gary's dad was one of the top flyers.
He actually set the record on Suicide Hill in 1946 on his very first ever competitive jump at age 15. And the current world champion from Finland was there that day, and my dad outjumped him by 13 feet. So he became kind of a hometown hero.
He had his eyes set on the U.S. Olympic ski jumping team. He was serving in Korea, though, in 1951 when the tryouts were held.
He got leave to come home, and the tryouts were here in Ishpeming and Iron Mountain, Michigan. And he skied well enough without any practice or any specific training to qualify for that team.
An injury prevented him from jumping in the Olympics, but he still achieved much in the sport.
From 1946 through 1958, in most of the major competitions in the United States, my dad would have been in the top 10 in almost all of them, and very often in the top 1, 2, or 3.
And because of those accomplishments, he has a special place in the hall here in Ishpeming.
He was inducted into the National Ski and Snowboard Hall of Fame in 1988 after winning a couple national championships, a couple world championship teams, and the 1952 Olympic team. So he had a nice career.
But there's much more to this story and this ski jump as we travel the countryside in Ishpeming, Michigan. I'm Andrew McCrae.